This is madness.
A woman was killed down by the docks.
When I left you.
You tried to stitch me up, Lumps, because I know you're corrupt. How much do you skim from the Aberdeen underworld, sir?
Enough, Rebus.
This is about you. You arrived at your hotel, cut and bruised.
The woman looked as if she'd put up a fight.
Listen, I'm 24 hours from out of here. If this is kind of warning...
No warning, Rebus. I have officers in there now taking your belongings to forensics.
They might find a woman's shoe.
The murderer took a souvenir. That's Johnny Bible's trademark. You think I'm Johnny Bible?
Rebus, Black and Blue. Based on a novel by Ian Rankin, dramatized for radio by Chris Dolan. Episode 2.
I was discovering firsthand why CID like Don raids. I felt exhausted already. Exhaustion makes you make mistakes.
Glasgow informed me that when you went to investigate a gangland boss there, you showed an inordinate interest in the Johnny Bible case.
Yes, I'm interested in the Johnny Bible case.
Why?
Isn't everyone? I knew one of the victims.
What?
Angela Riddle. I was part of the team that picked her up once. I saw her again, drove down to Leith to see how she was doing. I liked Angie, wanted to make sure she was okay.
This is bad, Rebus. Another connection. We'll want to take samples, saliva, blood, prints.
What for? Johnny Bible hasn't left any clues.
As we've established, you know the case. So you'll also know that the killer's profile can fit several professions, and one of those is a serving or retired police officer. Careful not to leave traces of evidence.
I also want forensics to give your house the once-over. I'll clear it with his boss in Edinburgh. Bring him up in 5.
You've sold your boss a story. Don't think I'll forget.
Do I look scared?
Lumsden enjoyed his moment of power, manhandling me all the way up to Grogan's office.
Take your hands off me, Lumsden.
Just doing my job.
I've decided, Rebus, that this will be better dealt with in Edinburgh.
Meaning you can't prove a thing against me, Chief Inspector Grogan. Are you on the take, sir?
How dare you?
It's an honest question. See, if you're not, you could do a lot worse than put a surveillance on 2 Glasgow hoods who seem to be holidaying up here. Eve and Stanley, who gets his name from the knife? Son of Uncle Joe Toll, the man I was investigating in Glasgow.
What's that got to do with Grampian police?
Eve and Stanley drink at Buck's Club. Yes, Lumsden.
Comments made about my men, Rebus.
Surveillance on Eve and Stanley. And if it's blown, you'll know who's protecting them. Hey, Lumsden.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Lumsden, take Inspector Rebus back to Edinburgh.
Tell me about the latest victim.
Vanessa Holden, 27, married... Director of a company that put on corporate presentations. There's a picture in the back seat. Pretty.
I get the feeling I've seen her before somewhere.
You want another black mark against you?
I've got so many I could play Al Jolson on stage, thanks to you, Lumsden. Hang on. Of course, you were there too. Remember the first night we were in Buck's Club? I pointed someone out, a bigwig at T-Bird Oil.
What of it?
He was with a woman. This woman. Vanessa Holden. Fletcher. Hayden Fletcher, Major Weir's right-hand man. Tell Grogan.
Nice place, Rebus. You should stay home more.
Be nice knowing you, Lumsden. Back to your sty.
Hi, John.
Jack! You turn up in the funniest places.
Well, you might not like the reason, John. I'm the second man in the tag team. Some Aberdeen bigwig, Grogan? He got into Glasgow and asked for a 24-hour chaperone in D.I. Rebus.
You? Just when you thought you could trust someone?
There's the devil you know.
You're a suspect, apparently.
I'm Johnny Bible.
Are they mad?
Playing games, Jack.
You going to invite me in?
Do I have a choice?
Fancy a drink?
Oh, yeah. The juice church. Don't you miss it?
All the time, John. There's a team on its way to look the place over. Grogan ordered it.
This is my home. The one place I can hide from all that crap. Am I supposed to just sit here and take this? You standing guard, forensics sniffing around? Well, you get it. They're your dogs.
Yeah, fine.
Et tu, Siobhan?
Sir?
This is all I need.
John! Away! But I thought I might find you here.
Come to find out how strong your willpower is, Jack. Will it be? Pint? Nip? Double?
I'll get a hangover just watching you. Go on then, give us one.
You've stopped, remember? I appreciate the gesture, Jack, but don't cave in. No booze, no cigs, and report back to C.I. Grogan.
You mean that?
Every word, except the bit about Grogan.
John, tell me, why do you drink?
To kill my dreams.
It'll kill you.
Gotta die of something.
You know why she's there, Siobhan? Like me, she thought you'd prefer a friendly face.
She'd have finished her dirty business by now. I'll have another anyway.
Rebus, you know what you are? The world's longest surviving suicide victim.
Waste of bloody time.
Did you think it would be anything else?
Loneliness. Music. Few books. Photographs. A wife and daughter. Once. Newspapers. 25 years old, of course. Where is the business card? Still, I know you now. I could take you any time I like, Rebus.
Hey! We are!
Goodbye then! I'm waiting!
Rebus, what the...
You want another one, Jack?
My turn, you bastard! John, stop this!
Why?
I haven't had a fight like that since I was a teenager.
Oh, God. I needed that.
Hey, John. It's okay. Oh. It's okay. Oh. Is that why you drink? Oh. To stop this happening? There's other ways. What?
Are you trying to sell me your juice church?
You're a big boy. Make up your own mind.
Just get me home, Jack.
Sorry. For hitting me.
Worse. Making you sit in a pub.
I should have the willpower to go into a pub without drinking.
Aye, thanks, Pop. Jack, I've been broken, ain't I?
Oh,
The door's a mess.
Nothing taken.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Why'd they break in then?
You gonna call it in?
No. They've been through my papers.
What papers?
Old Bible John clippings in a drawer in the kitchen.
What? Could have been the forensics team.
Maybe. Let's have some music. There's a spare room. I'll find you some sheets. Sammy's Aldrin.
What's she doing now?
Working with ex-cons.
Some kind of a dig at you?
Fathers and daughters, eh?
Sir, I...
Siobhan, it's okay.
I just thought...
He's just thought too.
The sober and reasonable part of me worked it out. The part that's called Jack Morton.
Don't push it.
Siobhan, after the search, did anyone mention newspaper cuttings in the kitchen?
I don't think anyone bothered much about the kitchen. Between you and me, no one bothered much at all. Why?
Can't place my cheese knife.
I did that research you asked for. Major Weir, T-Bird Doyle.
Who's not a major?
Well, childhood nickname apparently. I've got a dossier for you. A journalist in the States tried writing Weir's biography. He was paid not to publish. Maybe something to do with his son. Theory was he either died or was disinherited. Also, I got a CID man to talk to some Edinburgh snitches.
You've been doing thinnings, Siobhan.
Came up with a name. Hank Shankly. Not much of a record, but he's going to make a few quid. Word is he's had a recent windfall and boasts about his Glasgow connections.
Where can I find him?
The Commonwealth Pool. He's a keen swimmer. You can't miss him. Late 30s, 6 feet, skinny as a pole. Albino.
Low-fat spag bog with salad.
I haven't smelt real cooking here in years. Just like the old days. Phone rings when the wife's making tea. I'll put it on speakerphone. You can report everyone to Grogan. Rebus.
See, hi, Grogan, Rebus.
Talking the devil.
Just to let you know, we've run tests on the clothing you left in the hotel. You're in the clear, so far.
Was there ever any doubt? What about Hayden Fletcher?
Aberdeen isn't your patch, Rebus.
Fletcher was my tip-off, sir.
We had a word with him. He admitted knowing Vanessa Holden. Told us his movements the night she was killed. Even offered blood for DNA analysis.
What about Evan Stanley? Did you put surveillance on them?
They've been staying in a 5-star hotel. Oil industry hangout. My men followed them into a couple of nightclubs. They went in carrying nothing and came out the same way. But they paid visits to several banks. Cash deposits.
Banks? That doesn't sound like Uncle Joe's style.
Are the regulars at the hotel?
Started using it a couple of months ago. They always booked 2 rooms, but the maids only ever had to clean one of them.
Bingo.
Bingo.
That might help in a little theory.
If you're holding out on me, Rebus...
Hayden Fletcher. Did he say how he knew the victim?
You just don't know your place, Rebus, do you? Vanessa Holden was a business acquaintance. She organised the stand for T-Bird Oil at the North Sea Convention.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, and Rebus, if you're ever coming north again, call to let me know. Understand?
Well, let me guess. Decaf with soy milk?
Don't tell me they're holiday snaps.
They're holiday snaps.
Well, seeing as how I pay to get them developed, I get the right to see.
Soundly argued. There's Alan Mitchison. See the girl with the braided hair? She crops up everywhere. One of the demonstrators had tied himself to the rigs.
He's eating her face off in this one.
Braid hair and Mitchison. Mitch killed by Tony L, henchman to Uncle Joe. Tony gets killed himself. Joe's girlfriend and son, Evan Stanley, working in Aberdeen, sharing a room. Is Eve clever enough to play the father against the son?
500-piece jigsaw.
A few pieces don't fit. Burke's Club's a police hangout. Hayden Fletcher drinking in there? Is Uncle Joe trying to muscle in on the Aberdeen drug scene?
Burke's. Same place Johnny Bible met one of his victims, Michelle Strachan. Wasn't his first victim a student at Robert Gordon's?
Aberdeen University with close ties to the oil industry. His latest victim makes stands for oil conventions.
Victims 2 and 3?
An Edinburgh prostitute and a Glasgow barmaid.
Dunno.
Let's see what light Hank Shankly can shed on it all.
It can only be him. Over there. Lanky. Like a long streak of...
I think albino's the official term. Mr. Shankly!
Running away. Oh, go get him, cowboy. I'll guard the door.
Mr. Shankly, let's be sensible.
I don't know nothing.
Which means you must know something.
Eh?
What don't you know nothing about? Shankly, come back here. You've just got dressed, man. You don't want to end up wet all over again. Leave us alone. Oops. Ah!
I'm so through.
Mr. Shankly, we know you were with Tony L and Alan Mitchison.
What are you on about?
Tony was from Glasgow. He didn't know Edinburgh. Needed local help.
Matters are ruined. I could report you for this.
Hank, so far we've got resisting arrest, assaulting a police officer.
He flung me in the pro.
It's Tony L we're after, Hank, not you. You just scouted out a place you could take Mitchison to. We know that.
Oh, what a lawyer.
Tony L got sliced up, Hank. Same could happen to you.
I know nothing.
We're the only friends you have, Shankly.
Tony offered me 50 notes.
To do what?
Find a place to take some.
So, the two of you hook up Mitchison, right? You take them to the derelict flat, then what?
Tony had a bag with him. He brought you tape and stuff. He tied Mitchison to a chair and then starts taking stuff out of a bag. Tools, knives.
Did Mitchison jump or what?
We had our backs turned. Tony put a bag over Mitchison's head. But the kid saw the tools. Must have been scared to death. He got between us and the window.
Did Tony say who he was doing this for?
He said something about a Mr. H.
Mr. H?
Jake Harley? Shetland guy?
Doesn't sound right.
You want to go up there?
Yes. But Glasgow first.
What are you going to do? I'll be back in Falkirk in a few weeks, and you...
Where'll I be, Jack?
Not the devil.
I'd rather be the devil. John Martin.
I think he based it on you.
You really going to do this?
Could you doubt me?
A message for you.
Who from?
Siobhan. She's phoned Jake Harley's girlfriend. Jake's stolen her back.
Harley's been hiding too long. He's next on the list.
Stanley there. Tell Miss Johnny for Aberdeen.
Put it on the speaker.
Oh?
For your own sake, Stanley, you'd better sound natural. I know about you and Eve. I know what you've been up to in Aberdeen. So if you want to keep it quiet, sound natural.
So, what's the story?
You've got a nice scam going, and I don't want to ruin it unless I have to. Understood?
Me bother.
You're doing good, Stanley. Eve will be proud of you. Now we need to talk, just the three of us, tonight, Partick Police Station.
Wait a minute.
Just talk. You're not walking into anything. If you're worried, keep your gob shut till you hear the deal. If you don't like it, you can walk.
Can I call you back?
Yes or no, right now. If it's no, pass me across to your dad. Just tell Eve what I've told you. If she won't come, it doesn't mean you shouldn't. Outside the Glasgow police station, Eve didn't quite have the Vetriano painting look she had that night in the hotel. Blue two-piece rather than the vamp red, but the same jewellery and gold clasp pulling back her peroxide hair.
Good to see you again, I hope.
Come on in. Jack Morton.
All right.
Eve. Not Toll, is it?
Cadden.
Sit down, Miss Cadden.
Mind if I smoke? Want one?
Inspector Rebus doesn't smoke.
Since when?
Where's Stanley?
He'll be here.
I needed to talk to you first anyway. That night in the hotel, you were setting me up, yes?
Tell me what you know.
You and Stanley head north regularly on business for Uncle Joe. You book two rooms, making sure the old man's not suspicious, but you only use one. You're ripping Joe off.
Now, Stanley's blood, so he might get out alive. But you, I'd say you were expendable, Eve.
Am I?
You and Stanley, you're not a long-term item. He's too thick for you and he'll never be rich enough to make up for that. It's obvious what he sees in you. You're an accomplished temptress.
Not that accomplished.
Let me guess. Your story was that the two of you would scamper off into the moonlight when there was enough set by. But you were never going to, right? You're planning to set off by yourself.
You reckon?
I'm banking on it.
Morton.
I don't want you, Eve. Good luck to you, I say. But I want Stanley.
Fine, thank you. Downstairs.
I want them for Tony L. And I want the answers to some questions. When he gets here, you're going to talk to him. Persuade him to cooperate.
Yeah, I'll go down on tape.
Tape?
I need proof against Stanley and Uncle Joe.
But you'll give me time to disappear.
No one will hear that tape for at least 24 hours. After that, we take Stanley down and Uncle Joe with him.
And I'll be long gone.
You've got 15 minutes with him.
We giving him enough time?
He won't need long. Lady could talk a corpse into breakdancing, Jack. Over the top.
Has Miss Cudden explained the situation, Stanley? I'm not interested in the pair of you, but I am interested in everything else. You can both get out of this just as you've been planning to all along. Turn on the tape, Jack.
Running.
Now that we're recording, I'd like to make it clear that this is for my own personal insurance and won't be used against any party here at any time. Now tell me, Mr. Toll, what were you doing in Aberdeen?
Working for my dad. Selling in it. Deep, skag. Anything and everything.
To whom?
Park Club. Judge Fuller.
Does Fuller only deal drugs?
No. Brosies, porn, casinos.
All round entrepreneur.
Well, what's she answering furry bootrun and him? Eddie Siegel, Moose Maloney.
Stanley, we do want to get out of this alive.
Why did you kill Tony L?
Me?
I think the inspector wants everything, Stanley.
Or I talked to your dad.
I was under orders. Tony was still working for us. Day to day running of the Aberdeen end. But after you came to see Dad, well, he hit the roof. Tony doing outside hits. And you were on him.
Aberdeen CID weren't hot on your trail.
Ah, well, when you had a cop or two in your pocket.
Name?
Ormsden.
Okay. You turn that off now.
That's it.
You can go now, Eve.
Never me.
We don't leave together. It's your health I'm thinking of, Stanley. Sit down, Stanley.
Stanley Toll, I am charging you with the murder of Anthony Ellis Kane.
Damn bastard!
Look who's still here.
Going my way?
How did you know?
Like me, you've got unfinished business in Aberdeen. I'm only going to be there long enough to close a few bank accounts. There's two hotel rooms going begging.
Good point.
How many men did you need?
To subdue Stanley. Not just the two of us.
Wow. I'm gonna tell you about a day that's going around. Ain't nobody to know. Don't run upstairs. Don't move your head. Don't move your hand. Don't move your lip. Just shake your head. Do the shake my head. Do the shake my head.
How's the old song go? The northern lights of Aberdeen.
That's where I long to be.
This is my treat. It all goes through Uncle Joe's taxi firm. Just sign out when you're finished.
Good evening, Miss Cunn. Your usual rooms?
Plus another. Live a little, Rebus. No need for you boys to bunk up.
Sauna, health club, weight gym. We'll fit right in, John.
Sleep well, boys. I'll be long gone when you wake up.
How much will you be taking with you?
40,000.
Decent skim.
With any luck, I won't even be in the country when Joe gets to hear of his darling son's arrest.
You look the lucky type to me. I'll see you in the morning, Jack. There was a connecting door between my room and Eve's, presumably so Stanley and her could get together whilst appearing respectable.
Let me guess.
Wrong. It's Rebus.
Really, you know?
Aberdeen. Has a tape arrived with you? Glasgow should have sent it over.
I have it here, yeah.
Sit back and enjoy. It's as good as anything the Stones ever recorded. Well, recently anyway. Do you have anything for me?
Yep. I went to the National Library. A few people have been looking at newspapers from 1968 to 70 and recent papers from just before the first Johnny Bible murder.
An interesting combination?
You should know. One of them was you.
And?
A journalist. Only the press card he handed over was a fake.
Description?
Early 50s, tall, fair-haired. The thing is, he managed to persuade a helpful librarian to give him your name and address for a supposed article.
Nice to have a fan. Cheers, Siobhan. I tried to sound relaxed about it to Siobhan. The description was right, the age. He had my address. My flat had been broken into. Minibar. Just the one. No. It couldn't be, could it? Bible John. Is that who got my address from the library? Can't be. Why would he? Eve's door was ajar.
Wondered how long it would take you.
She reached both arms up, naked under the covers, warm and sweet.
Eve, I need one more favour from you before you go.
Not counting this.
Phone Judge Fuller. Tell him I need to see him.
You should stay away from him. But you can't. Okay. Now, I want a favour in return.
What?
Take the rest of the night off.
Welcome to the Fairmont Glasgow, Mr. Slocum. Room 302.
Thank you. Actually, I wonder if you could help. I was given the name of your hotel from a colleague whose address I've lost. Name and everything. Gone. Stayed here about, so, 6-7 weeks ago. Be on an Aberdeen account.
Hang on. Oh, there's a lot. 20 or so.
Ah, yeah. Have a look. I recognise the company name. Burnett, Higson, Davidson. I'm not sure.
I took the rest of the night off. When I woke, Eve had gone, and I had a flight to catch.
Tracy Minchell, from T-Bird Oil, should be here somewhere.
You phoned her already?
Before you were up.
Girl in every airport.
She's got, I hope, the answers to several questions I put to her.
Here we are, bright and early, ready for a pleasant flight, and you've put in half a day's work already. See what a sober night, no fags, and a decent sleep can do for you.
Sleep's got nothing to do with it, Jack. And you might regret those words, pleasant flight. There she is.
Inspector Rebus?
Morning, Tracy.
You know, Inspector, you make working for Major Weir seem like a picnic by comparison.
Tell me about it.
Did you get any answers?
The rig protesters weren't arrested, but the company took names. Yuri Gagarin, Judy Garland, and Willie Ford says he knew Mitchison had a girlfriend, but, quote, he was a dark horse about his love life, unquote. No name.
Worth a try. Judy Garland. Braid hair. Mitch's secret love.
Oh, and the address you were looking for.
Thank you.
You're on another chopper, I'm afraid. Good luck.
Two companies. Five with no one young enough on the payroll to be the upstart. Seven not in oil. Only four companies with staff who regularly travel Scotland.
Eskflow Corporation.
Queen Street, CID here. I was wondering if you ever had any dealings with a company called Lancertech.
Has this to do with Vanessa?
Nothing at all. You have our sympathies over Miss Holden, but I'm from fraud.
Fraud?
Nothing to do with your company, I assure you. I'm inquiring about several other companies.
Lancertech, yes? Well, we did a panel display for them recently, the Safety at Sea conference.
Do you happen to know who your contact was?
Sorry, Vanessa dealt with it.
Name Martin Davidson doesn't ring any bells?
Davidson. Maybe. Sorry, I'm not sure. Sergeant, was it?
Two Martin Davidsons in the Aberdeen phone book. If one of them works for Lancertech and travels to Glasgow and Edinburgh.
Still looking a bit peaky, Jack.
Coming!
I don't know if it's a helicopter or you're driving.
What are you doing here? I told your colleague Jake's not showed up yet.
The S-Clerk thought you sounded worried, Bryony. Could be two reasons for that. Either Jake's in hiding because he's in fear of his life, or he's already dead, like Mitch. He's alive, isn't he?
Is he in trouble?
Yes, but not with us.
There's the jetty.
What's that?
Moosa Brock, a 2,000-year-old fort.
And Jake's inside.
I thought you'd crack under pressure.
There's no pressure, Mr. Harley. She's worried about you.
I know.
I don't blame you for going into hiding, Jake. We're here to help.
Brought you some food.
Bryony, why don't you and Jack set the table? Well, the floor. Jake and I'll go for a walk. You found out Mitch was dead?
Yes.
How?
I found Joe.
Joe?
Joanna Bruce. Mitch's girlfriend.
At last. Braid hair has a name. Two questions, Jake. Why do you think Mitch was killed? And who by?
It was my fault. I told him about the oil spill. And the greeter. Not a big one. Not by Brayer standards. But big enough.
It was hushed up? Then how did you know about it?
The tanker crew landed at Sulumvo. I got talking to some of them in the canteen. Underpaid, untrained Filipinos, mostly. I told Mitch what I knew. Then he found out who the Negrita's real owners were. That certainly had been hushed up.
T-Bird Oil? You think they killed him?
Am I being paranoid?
I understand your thinking. But I can assure you, Jake, it's quite safe for you to go back home. But first, there's one thing I need.
What?
Joanna Bruce's address. Joanna Bruce. Interesting choice of names. Joanna, your real first name?
What do you mean?
Your real surname's Weir. Major Weir of T-Bird Oil. Joe, are you his daughter?
He doesn't have a daughter, he has a son.
Who might be disinherited, or out of favour, or dead. All anyone knows is he never speaks of him.
That report of Siobhan's, did it say?
No. But it got me thinking. What's the big mystery about Weir's child? He said he had a boy, not a girl, to muddy the waters. To disown her. Am I right, Joe?
He didn't disown her, she disowned him.
Thank you. Did he kill Mitch, Joe?
He could sink that low.
You think he had the motive?
Sure. Hush up over the Negrita.
Let's get it going to the press. But he decided on a little bit of ecological blackmail. And he had lots on Major Weir. He knew about you, Joe, didn't he? Who you are. You could have gone public too. So I reckon it must be personal. You like the idea of torturing your father, letting him wonder when you'll inform the world. Eco-warrior, daughter of oil magnate.
Seems to me you used Alan Mitchison.
No!
Then what was the bond between you and Mitch? More than just a summer of love, some affiliation? How far back does it go, Joanna? I'm trying to help, Joe.
So much for non-violent protest.
No one could believe it when Mitch and I started seeing each other. Chalk and cheese. Mitch was uptight. Took a while, but he loosened up. You know his background.
Orphaned.
Then institutionalized.
Then abused. He was the most unselfish person I ever met, but inside, he was eaten away. I know that feeling.
Your father?
They call him an institution. I was institutionalized too.
Then abused.
Oh, God.
How long for, Joe?
Oh, you think I'd let that bastard get away with it twice? I ran as soon as I could.
You told Mitch your story.
Joe, we're going to need a statement from you.
Not now. Later.
I'll think about it.
Jack drove us back into Aberdeen city centre. I knew where I had to go, but I didn't want to get him involved.
I need you to do me a favour, Jack.
You ask a lot of favours.
I need to think.
Well, the missing word there was alone, yes? We're friends, John, but I'm working here. Chief Inspector Grogan.
It's nearly coming together, Jack. Just drop me here, I'll walk back to the hotel. Promise I'll check in with you.
1 hour.
Mr. Fuller.
Mind you don't fall. Like to inspect our cellar, Inspector? Way I heard it, you fought a beer, Rebus. I should have finished you off the other instead of a little pistol whipping. Don't bother, cop. Way I've tied you, you'll pull your arms out their sockets and leave them hanging on the beam. We run a nice club here. It's a popular spot, and will continue to be long after you're gone.
This isn't America, Fuller. You can't just hide a body here and hope nobody stumbles upon it.
Boats head out of Aberdeen all the time. Weight you down. Tip you into the North Sea. Then there are our beautiful mountains. Let the buzzards nibble you away. Plenty of options. Why did you come here? I knew Eve was shitting me. What did she tell you?
Nothing.
What do you know?
Everything. The dope comes from Glasgow. You sell it here, ship it out the rigs. Even Stanley collected cash. Tony L is Uncle Joe's man on the spot, but people are blabbing, Fuller.
Lumsden? Mr. H?
Everyone's been talking. Moose Malone, Eddie Siegel. There's a Scottish crime squad on its way. Lumsden and Mr. H are in their pockets.
They're dead men. Make that three. Don't worry, Rebus. You did good. One bullet to the back of the head. You won't go out screaming. Don't go away now.
Oh.
hook in the beam looked pretty solid. If I could find something to stand on. A crate. Mr. H. Now I got it. Hayden Fletcher, T-Bird Doyle. Weir's man. He was here with Johnny Bible's latest victim. The crate was just big enough. I freed the hook, brought my arms down slowly, trying to enjoy the pain. Sadly, Johnny Walker, you're not for drinking. Fuller had a gun in his hand, car keys between his teeth. All I had was a bottle of whiskey and a cigarette lighter.
Fuller!
Well done, Weebus. But pointless.
Don't you... Ah!
John! Watch out, he's got a gun!
Jack! Hey, idiot!
Get in!
An hour, I said.
But how did you know...
I'm a copper too, Rebus. Bucks Club. Where else?
Okay, Jack. You can slow down now.
Jeez, what happened to you?
I took a beating.
Well, that's a bit of an understatement. You smell like a brewery. Where's Furry Boot Town's hospital?
I'll be fine.
You always have to be the hero. What exactly was all this in aid of?
If nothing else, I found out who Mr. H is. Hayden Fletcher, Major Weir's right-hand man.
Well, there must have been an easier way to find that out.
I'm impressed. Half dead and you're still on orange and lemonade.
Fuller wagging that broken bottle of malt did more to put me off than anything your juice church could do. Siobhan,
what the hell are you doing here?
Well, everything you've asked me to research is up here. I figured a cheap chain return would cost Lothian and Borders less than the phone calls. Bloody hell! What happened to you?
Long story. What's yours?
The tape of Stanley Toll's greatest hits is going down a storm with the head honchos. Daddy's being brought in this very night.
Goodbye, Uncle Joe.
Which reminds me, you're taking your time telling Chief Inspector Grogan about Fuller.
No hurry. I'm thinking Fuller might want to round up Moose Malone, Seagull and Lumsden. Grogan can nab them all in a winner, lovingly tenderised in Fuller's cellar. Fletcher is ours.
Fletcher had Mitchison killed to protect T-Bird Oil.
From?
Mitch had inside knowledge about oil spills, dodgy tankers. Fletcher, Mr. H, is Major Weir's frag. Maybe Weir even ordered Mitch's killing. That'll all come out in the wash.
But I don't see how...
Jack will explain.
Well, this time I'm going with you. Wherever.
Well, I'm going to bed, Morton. Oh, the way I feel tonight, even Siobhan wouldn't be much more welcome.
Lancetech. Mr. Martin Davidson, ask and you shall receive. Summerhill Estates. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Genesis chapter 9.
A smoked haddock for sir and...
Just an orange juice for me. He didn't look good, Jack.
Well, that's putting it mildly. On the other hand, he's gone 3 days now without a drink or a smoke.
Did I get a brandy badge?
You've been eavesdropping on us.
I'm a cop, Jack. What do you think?
Okay, Siobhan. You didn't come all the way up here to inquire after my health. What have you got?
A name. Martin Davidson. The best connection we have between most of Johnny Bible's victims is oil. I spent yesterday going round every company I could find connected to the oil business.
And?
Davidson stayed at a hotel in Glasgow the night of Judith Cairn's murder, the Fairmont. Charged it to his company, Lancetech, who worked closely with Robert Gordon's university. Apparently, I was the second person to have asked about Davidson.
Who was the other one?
Called himself Ray Sloan, working for the Press and Journal. He doesn't exist.
Sloan? He the one who got my address?
I can't be sure.
Well, whoever he is, he's ahead of us in the chase.
Martin Davidson was also in Edinburgh the night Angela Riddle was killed.
Smoked haddock.
Thank you.
And an orange juice.
Thanks.
Juju in Glasgow and Angie in Edinburgh. We couldn't link either of them to oil, and now we can. Siobhan, you're a genius. Jack, you're going to have to postpone breakfast. Call Grogan.
Oh, this smells good as well.
What do we do now?
Let Grogan get Davidson's locus. You get us a car from our Grampian brethren. Don't mention my name or I'll run you out of town. Me? Well, can't let a nice smoked haddock go to waste. When I'm finished, we'll join the chase.
They've been to Lancertec. Davidson didn't turn up today. Home address, a suburb to the north, Summerhill Estate.
Reckon he's flown?
CI Grogan, no sirens. Jenkins taking them via Summerhill, approach from the other side of the estate.
Summerhill it is. Put your foot down, Siobhan.
Bye.
Come on, let's go.
Wait, Jack.
What can you see around the back? Curtains closed, upstairs and down, no sign of light. Who's the JP? We need a warrant.
Oh, yeah, right, Grogan.
In the meantime, take a sledgehammer to that bloody door.
No?
No. Siobhan, when Jack and I go in, get back to Grampy and HQ, see what they found at Fuller's cellar.
Sir.
We need an ambulance here. A horse.
Damn.
What the hell are you doing here?
Informal observer. That's him. Davidson.
Knocked unconscious, then strangled.
Sir? The bedroom.
You two, touch nothing.
You can thank us later, Grogan.
Well, he's what? Late 20s, tall, fair hair. Description fits.
Rivas. In the hold-all.
Juju's backpack.
Striking girl's shoe.
Angie's necklace. It's Johnny Bible, okay. That bag's not sitting there by accident. Whoever killed him knew who he was.
And wanted us to know too. What have they found next door?
Oh, hang on, Jack. Under the body. What's that? He's lying on something. Look, his armpit.
Well, it looks like a shoe?
Under his left arm. Bible John always left a tampon under the left arm of his victims. This is Bible John's trademark.
Mel's teeth. You think Grampian police had done all the legwork?
You're going to tell Grogan your Bible John theory?
When the moment's right. They've got their serial killer for the day. They're not interested in chasing ghosts.
Even if they could find a woolly suit sober enough.
Go get yourself a Ribena, Jack. Or whatever we do when we've taken the oath.
There's a few pretty ladies around. Take one of them instead any day. You should do the same, John. Find yourself a nice girl. I don't even have to shadow you. Grogan's called me off.
Sir.
Been working a party in Siobhan.
Not my kind of party.
Well, it is mine. Catch you later.
Several persons being held against their will in Burt's Club basement.
And Hayden Fletcher?
I don't have the details yet, but his wife called in to report him missing. And another husband reported missing. Not one of the names on your list, might not be connected, but...
Went out to work, never returned. Ryan Slocum?
Caught my eye, because Slocum's in oil. Eugene Construction.
Eugene Construction? Ryan Slocum, my God, I've met him. At a conference up here last week. I don't believe this.
Sir, you don't know the address. John!
I had the address all along, in my jacket pocket.
Ryan Slocum. I bought him a drink. He gave me his business card. The man who gave a false name at the library? Ray Sloan? Is that what he was looking for in my flat? The business card? I'd stood next to Bible John in a bar. He bought me a drink. Bastard even asked me if he'd said anything incriminating.
Yes?
Mrs. Slocum. He reported your husband missing.
He's gone.
He couldn't just be working late.
He always phones. He's very dutiful that way.
Try to calm down, Mrs. Slocum.
He's taken a suitcase. Clothes. I was in town all day, but the minute I got back, I knew something was wrong. Another woman. A wife knows her husband, Inspector. He's been different lately. Short-tempered, distracted, spending more time away from home. Oh, he travels a lot, but I just knew.
Have you any children, Mrs. Slocum?
Well, maybe that was the problem. No. Married 16 years now.
Where did you meet?
Galveston, Texas. He'd emigrated from Scotland a few years before, but he missed home, so we've been here 4.5 years. Of course, we go back regularly.
Is Ryan a churchgoer, Mrs. Slocum?
He's been going a lot just of late.
Do you mind if I look around? I might find something that'll help.
His study. He's taken his laptop. Was always tapping on it in here.
He's interested in Nazi Germany.
All things Second World War. It's his hobby. He's not in trouble, is he?
No.
I suffer from nerves. But there's not much we can do, is there? There from the day you're born. A little time bomb ticking.
Mrs. Slocum, I've no way to explain why, but can I take a look in your attic?
You sure he's not in trouble?
Christmas decorations, broken chairs, empty suitcases.
Nazi flag.
Oh, he keeps a lot of his collection up. Oh, that's funny.
What?
His trunk. He must have moved it. A big, heavy old thing.
What was in it?
Well, he kept it locked. His war collection and old stuff. Mementos, he said, of his life before we met.
I had to hold on to a beam in case I keeled over. Johnny Bible had a hold-all for his souvenirs. Bible John needed a whole trunk. Back in Edinburgh, I made my report and got home as soon as I could. Jack had binned every bottle and fact packet in the house. Bible John had come out of a quarter of a century's retirement for one last job, to punish the upstart, the pretender. Outraged that Johnny Bible had committed one more murder than he had.
Who's there?
I came back to return my keys and get my socks.
Jack, thought you'd headed for Glasgow.
I did, but this afternoon I'm back in the old beaten Falkirk. The quiet life. After a week with you, God knows I need it. Grogan put out alerts to ports and airports, making inquiries around Slocum's neighbourhood, Eugene Construction. Not much more he can do.
He doesn't believe me.
Well, he doesn't care. As far as the killing of Johnny Bible goes, the prevailing sentiment is good luck to whoever did it. Rest's history, John.
Is it?
Tea? No ashtray. You're doing good, my son. You call me if it ever gets tough.
Bye, Jack. Ryan Slocum going back and forwards to America. Maybe there are more murders than we know about. And he knows where I live. Alan Mitchison's killers arrested or dead. Johnny Bible, dead. But Bible John.
Rebus. Hello.
In Rebus Black and Blue, Inspector Rebus was played by Ron Donaghy, Jack Morton, Simon Tate, D.S. Lumsden, Ian Robertson, Siobhan Clark, Gayanne Potter, Ryan Slocum, John Kazek, Eve, Juliet Cadzo, Mrs. Slocum, Irene Allen, Joanna Bruce, Natalie Bennett, Chief Inspector Grogan, Mark McDonnell, Judd Fuller, Simon Donaldson, and Stanley Toll, Stevie Hammond. Other parts were played by the cast. The director was Bruce Young.